Well, Ian, one session of play, but that seems to have turned the game around a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was a funny, strange session of cricket. They obviously had the momentum early and they got a decent partnership, and then we seemed to get a lot of wickets in a hurry there, so it's a really good finish for us and puts us in a strong position going into tomorrow. So you never know, there's still 96 plus maybe some more overs left in the game, so in a good position after that.
A session of two halves, wasn't it? Wicket for about 60 and then 7 for 33.
Yeah, 100%. It was strange, wasn't it? So, but very happy the way it panned out for us.
Us, you say, but for you as well, four wickets in there.
Yeah, it was nice. It's always good to contribute and to come into the side and do well is good. I don't want to come in and feel like I'm dead weight. It's nice to come in and play a role and know that I'm contributing to the team's performance. So it was nice to get on the end of a couple there.
We've heard batsmen so far saying it's hard work, the ball's hard work and that sort of thing. For you, you're going to say this pink ball's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's been good to me in the last few hours. It's a funny one. It seems to sort of do bits in periods of the game where it seems to sort of flatten out at times as well. So I guess you're never out of the game with the ball. So I think you just got to be ready to identify that when it is starting to do a bit more. And I think it can be a bit more of a you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, before you came on the bowl, though, did you feel that the situation, the ball and that time of night suited your style of bowling even before you came on?
Yeah, I thought all day, like with the overhead conditions, that if there was anything there, it was going to be probably today. And with getting to dusk and obviously a bit of moisture around, I thought there was a good chance it could nip around a little bit, and it did, so it was nice.
Mm. And what about you? Because you played a bit of second team cricket last year for Hampshire. Obviously you've been playing a bit this year, but now you're starting to get some first team cricket as well.
Yeah, it's very pleasing. I want to come over here and challenge myself and to play first class cricket. So initially, earning the respect of the playing group and earning my spot was a part of the journey, and very happy with how it's panning out and hoping to play a lot more first team consistently now and hopefully have a lot of success here.
So how did you sort of get to come here?
I've played a couple years of club cricket up north for Fleetwood Cricket Club in the Northern League, and my dad's English, so I've got a passport through my father, and 2 years ago I started playing some second team cricket with Hampshire. Dim Mascarenhas was a connection. I got to know him in Melbourne when he moved back after his career here, and that was where the connection was sort of formed. And it's just been every time I played cricket here at Hampshire, it's been good times. So I've it's got to the time in my career to make a move over here, and it's been a really good opportunity so far.
Tell us about your sort of earlier years, because you came to Promise. Was it a reality TV show in Australia?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was a few years ago now. I reckon I was 20 years old. Cricket Superstar was the name of it, and it was one of those unique opportunities that popped up. I probably went into it not having any expectations, and then I came out of it with a good opportunity. I got a rookie contract for Victoria, and it was a good opportunity to sort of fast-track myself at that period of my career. And then, I guess it got myself a foot in the door in the system back home, and I've progressed from there. And I guess I was in the Victorian system for a good 5 years and didn't get a whole lot of opportunity, which is the reason I've sort of made the move across here with Hampshire.
I mean, reality TV shows conjure up all sorts of images. What did you have to do to win that?
Well, it was interesting. We had a few different challenges that looked good on TV, but at the end of the day it was Alan Border who was the judge, and that was the credibility that was good enough for me. I knew that he wouldn't be running something if it wasn't half worth a good opportunity, and it paid dividends in the end. It ended up being a open trial, I guess, nationwide, and then it whittled down into like a top 15, and then that was sort of played out over 8 weeks, or I think it was 10 on TV at the time, and Alan Border adjudged the winner, which ended up being myself. And it was a strange experience, I guess, watching yourself on TV over the summer. But I had to keep it tight, sealed, from when the show was finished to when it actually aired. So that was good fun. But, good times as I look back on it now.
We all know how much Australians love cricket and watching cricket over there. Were you recognised everywhere you went? Were you sort of, oh, there's Ian Holland or whatever?
No, not at all. I think in the cricket circles there was a little bit of that, and you know, there might have been the odd occasion when I was out having a beer and someone would come up and say good day, but the novelty soon wore off pretty quick. But yeah, it was a good experience, good life experience.
And just finally, I mean, with regards to Hampshire, are you sort of, you know, going, as things happening the way you'd like them to at the moment, getting in the first team?
Yeah, it's been a really great transition for myself. I'm really enjoying playing my cricket here, and it's just a great place to play with a really good bunch of guys and coaching staff. So I'm super happy, and yeah, my goal is to play here for the rest of my career, and it's good times. So yeah, fingers crossed.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thanks.
No worries.
Cheers. Thanks, mate.
All right. Cheers.
Thank you.
Enjoy your evening.
Did you come across George Bailey in Australia, or has it been the first?